Now that it's filling out in a way, I'm sipping over on tea. Hot tea with lemon and honey.
3, 2, 1. We're live on the Miss the National podcast.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I mean, is that Alfred Hitchcock? Isn't it presents? Good evening. Welcome to the Mr. National podcast. I am Mr. National, a.k.a. The Fourth. Here with my man, P-Double. How you doing, P-Double?
I am so in the house. I'm feeling good, man.
I mean, you looking good. You looking good.
So all fresh cut.
Right. Right. Got the ears lowered, you know what I mean?
I'm ready to podcast.
Man, another one. It comes around so quick. I mean,
The days fly by when you
they fly by when you're looking forward to doing your podcast. You know what I mean? It's like my other job, but except I don't get paid. Yeah. So, like we say, Smokestack always says it when we do the Stack with Nash show. It's a labor of love, baby. Yep. Labor of love. Yep. So
you keep coming back.
Well, I keep coming back. I tell you, P-Double always like sends a text. Oh, you want to do it? You know, you ready? I'm like, heck yeah. You know what I mean? Heck yeah. I mean, I'm ready, dude. This. I tell you, folks, it's my therapy. You know,
Well, we all get to so. Sit back and relax and say, how does that make you feel?
Yeah. I'm my own therapist. You know, I'm sitting back on my couch and I'm just talking and whatnot. So I'm glad to be back.
It's been a busy week.
Elections just ended. I think that's what my little irate thing is.
Yeah?
I'm going to be irate about the whole election voting process.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. And you can tell me, your take on this, P-Double, that, you know, it's important you get out and vote, right? Everybody, you got to get out, be heard, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's important. But if you don't, and if you don't feel obligated or whatever, you don't. So that puts you in one category. Okay?
Right.
You know? And then, when you do go and exercise your vote, you didn't vote on the person that I'm voting for, and I think you should be, then you're in another category. So I think it seems like it divides the country.
You know, I got something on that. I was listening to the radio, and there's this guy from Australia. And he was saying, man, he went around the country, he's making a documentary. He went around the country, and he interviewed like 130 people, in-depth mm-hmm. interview about politics in America. This is right before this election, you know.
Right.
He's going to go back and make a documentary about it. And he said, what I've found is that America is a very divided and unhappy place right now. And I'm thinking about that.
Right.
I don't agree. This is
You like, don't?
No, listen to this. I think I'm happy. Okay?
Right.
I'm open to, my heart is open to people. And more people are being accepted. If you're about intelligence, if you're about compassion, if you're about caring for people, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm looking for in politicians. People that are intelligent. I don't want some dummy in there. You need to be smart. You know, why would we have somebody dumb in there? Be smart. Be compassionate, be caring about for people. Those are the things that I'm looking for. And I think we're getting more and more of that. Now, if you're not part of that, you're part of the divisive people. You're divisive. Yeah. And you're unhappy. And if I can identify those people, and you know what? I'm not going to try to be mean to them or anything, but I don't have time for it. There's so many people that are intelligent and open-minded and open-hearted and accepting and compassionate. And there's more and more of those people. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you just got to focus on those people.
So
and then you'll be happy.
His 130, he interviewed 130 people, like, right. And he came away that people were angry. He didn't talk. Unhappy.
Right.
He didn't talk to Mr. National and P-Double.
Right, or anybody else that plays electric football.
Right.
Except for maybe the Hulk.
Right.
He probably talked to the Hulk, but yeah, he's pissed off about it. He's got his game face on. He's ready to play some football.
Especially after he lost to Jamie Taylor, he would really be unhappy, okay? But no, yeah. He didn't talk to us because we are happy.
I mean,
happy to be doing this podcast. Happy to be waking up every morning.
Yeah, you know, you got to look at count your blessings every day.
Exactly. I mean, I'm a little bit under the weather. I'm sipping over here, P-Double. I'm usually sipping on a beverage, a dope beverage. But today I'm sipping on hot tea, lemon tea with honey.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And
eating chicken noodle soup. Good old Campbell. Now my voice ain't. Maybe I might sound come. My voice might come through better this podcast with me. You know, being a little raspy. I don't have that boom like Kit, but it's a little bit of a raspy. So please, I apologize in advance. For my I'll be sipping in my voice. So that's that. You know, that's that.
So you're thinking that the election process just divides people.
It divides, yes. I think it divides people because you got the Republicans and the Democrats, and I mean it's really no in between. It's like you voted for that guy or you voted for her. Like
right,
why would
right.
you know that right there? I mean, why can't it just be I voted for the person I thought would be best, and you voted for your.
Be respectful to other people for their
right.
opinion.
It don't really go down like that. And and like I say, the other thing is if some people don't want to vote at all, and then they're in another category. It's like, you know, blah 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 blah. So it's good though. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. The process is bad. It's just that it seems to be decisive.
Yeah.
Divisive.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. This midterm election has been a lot of people came out to vote, and that's always a good thing.
That is. That is.
A lot of people are pissed off.
A lot of people are upset.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's all relative. What you're upset about. You know. I mean, it's like if you hurt. You know, if you got cancer and you're dying, you don't feel good. You're kind of sad because that's legit, you know. But if you just jammed your toe, that's the worst thing that just happened to you. You're upset about it. It's not in the same ballpark as cancer, but that's what you're upset about at the moment. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
The things that we're upset about right now, they feel very important to us. But in the big scheme of things, you know, back in the 60s was a very very trying time in America. You know, Kennedy was assassinated. You had the civil rights struggle and Vietnam War. Those things, you look back at that time.
Yes.
And you think, man, what are we really so pissed off about?
Right.
But you know what? It's the things that we're pissed off about now are what's important to us right now. It's what
right
we're going,
now.
What we're going through.
Right in the moment.
Yeah.
That's it. No, in the moment. Live in the moment.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's complicated, but I'm trying to just think of, you know. Yeah, I'm respectful of other people and their opinions.
The views. Views and opinions. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can be hateful or, you know, then I don't have time for that. I'm not going to argue with you, you know.
Well, you'd be like the Hulk, like Jim. He unfriends people. You know what I mean?
Really?
You voted for Trump. He ain't got nowhere. I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
You voted
yeah.
for Trump. I ain't got nothing to talk to you about. I know you and we friends and all that. But now on Facebook, I'm unfriending you.
Yeah. It's kind of.
I mean, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
They say, if you voted for this person, unfriend me now, because when I find out I'm unfriending you, and when I see you, I might smack you. You know what I mean? That's divisive.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I have blocked people. I'm not going to unfriend anybody, but I'll block them because I don't want to see their hateful ignorance, you know.
Right. That's horrible.
I want to focus on, like, the good deeds.
That's it. I mean, it was good seeing everybody with their little I voted stickers and everything, and that's all cool. Like you say, it was a lot of people. A lot of people came out to vote, and that was great. How close is your where you have to go to vote? Is it
for me?
Oh, yeah,
it's about a 2-minute walk.
Yeah, right. No excuse, right?
Right. It was cold and raining, though, so I drove.
Oh, my goodness. No, you did.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, there's a fire station right down the road. So.
Okay. We have a school. We have an elementary school.
All right. That's me.
Well, that was the midterm. We're going to turn that page, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that was... We, like I said, we gotta get baby Jesus back on the show. I was talking to him earlier about, you know, the politics and election. He wants to get on. So
a lot went down. You know.
Well, he's all in tune. I wouldn't do it any service because I really didn't keep up with it as much as probably you. And definitely not as much as Baby J, Mr. Kiker. So we're going to get him back.
Some post-election analysis.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That's going to be one show for the ages right there.
Let's line it up because I'm ready.
I'm excited about that. I'm just going to sit back like Peter King or so. I'm just going to be like one of the mediators.
Conrad Dobler.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what he said about your mom?
That's what I would be. Listen, turning the page, sports.
Your boy let's Dez. Do it.
Your boy Dez, he found the team.
Is he going to New Orleans?
Yeah, he signed up, baby.
Signed up. Man. Right,
you was a Cowboys fan. Are you mad? Are you happy for him? What's your feeling?
Yeah, I'm happy for Dez. My thing on Dez is, and I mean this, being a Cowboys fan, I'm, oh, man, this is a hard week. I mean,
it's a hard season, you guys.
Yeah, it's been a hard.
You guys had going into the season. You know, the division isn't all but gone just yet, but you were supposed to do things.
Could have been there, but listen, I've always said this: guys like Dez is like Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is awesome. Dez is a great wide receiver.
He's nowhere near Terrell Owens.
No, but. Is the same kind of situation for me. If you're winning, look, I'll tell you, let me give you an example. My daughter, she's 15, she plays on a soccer team. Mm-hmm. This whole season, they just finished their season a couple weeks ago. The whole season, I looked at the league. They won the games they were supposed to win. They lost the games they were supposed to lose.
Okay.
They had a stretch for about two or three games where it was a tough stretch. They played all the top teams.
Right.
They started losing. They started bickering. My daughter, she's complaining about this girl and that girl, and they got clicks and this and that.
Oh. And,
you know, she wasn't having fun. And then the last three games was against the bottom of the league.
Right.
But they don't look, they're kids, they don't look at that.
No, right.
So by the end of the season, the last game, she scored a goal. She's friends again. Everybody's getting along great. It was a great season. She had so much fun playing a game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Winning solves a lot of problems.
Solves everything.
And that's the deal with Dez. You go to a team that wins, they want to win. They ain't going to put up with any of his nonsense.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, they beat the Rams without them, so you know what I mean. The undefeated Rams, so
right.
It's like, you know, you can help us if you can. If not, we're gonna cut you. You know,
right.
That's when you're a franchise. You know what I mean, with structure and like you say, you're winning. You could take a chance on a guy like that.
Right.
That's
same like Sean Payton, Drew Brees, they ain't gonna put up with that nonsense.
Absolutely. Like the Patriots taking a shot at Gordon, the wide receiver with all the problems with Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget his first name. But it's Josh the same Gordon. Thing. Josh Gordon. Yeah. I mean, hey, we're gonna be all right with or without you. You know what I mean? Right. If you can come in here and help us win some more games and bigger games, more power to you. Let's do this. Now, we're going to just get rid of you.
My boy, Le'Veon Bell, different situation, right? For the Steelers. They're playing. They're balling. You know what?
Yeah.
You want to hold out? Hold out. You know?
Yeah, right. I mean, they would definitely be better with him, but he's looking at the longevity. You know, he's thinking about his career, and, you know, he wants to get paid. But
yeah, I don't blame him for that. But
No, I don't blame him either. I mean, get all the money you can when you can get it, because the second you start losing a step or whatever, they're going to cut you, release you, ask you to take a pay cut. So, you know.
They don't care.
They don't care. So, I mean, hopefully he gets what he wants. I mean, I don't know how that's going to end. I don't know if he's under contract at the end of this year. Can he just sign with another team or he still has to be traded? But I think he might have overvalued himself. Sure. I think with the Steelers, especially, Steelers don't panic. You know what I mean? Another team. I want to go back a little bit to the Titans. They had Chris Johnson, CK2K or was CJ. 2K.
Mm-hmm.
After his 2,000 yard season, he wanted more money. He held out,
and they
hit the panic button. They was like, "Oh, we got something." That guy never regained half the form that he had then. So, Steelers plug John Connor in, the Terminator. Okay, and they're just plugging right along. Yeah. Actually, have a game against the Panthers coming up. And that rolls us into our NFL Stack with Nash Show and P Double Pick'em Challenge. Who won last week? What happened, P Double?
Mr. National.
I won.
10 and 11 and 2?
Yeah, 2. And the funny thing, I picked
jumped up into
Atlanta. I had Atlanta, but I wrote down Washington. Uh-huh. I knew it, but it was good. So
yeah, you'd have been even further ahead. You gained some ground on me and put Smokestack in the cellar.
I did.
Smokestack had a rough week. Oh, man, he lost 6 losses.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he was like, if he's having a hard time typing or what.
Right.
Not sure what was coming in across the wire for him.
His analytics let him down.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good that I'm out of the basement, okay? Because I don't like being in the basement.
Right.
Smokestack, if you listen to the podcast, welcome to the cellar, baby. You are a cellar dweller.
Let me tell you what. He fell 4 games behind Mr. National.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough to make up.
Oh, yeah, he's done. And what you got? What you got? You got 3 on me?
Yep, 3 on you. So you're 3 behind the leader.
All right.
Yours truly.
And it only happened, P-Double, folks, listening to the Mr. National podcast. Thanks for joining. P-Double started talking a little smack to me, okay, because I was just, basically just, writing in the teams. You know, really wasn't really looking at it. But P-Double was like, man, this is kind of easy, you know what I mean? I'm like, whoa. And if I could go back, I want to say it was probably after week 4 or week 3, I think, is when you really jumped out and you were feeling yourself. So if you go from week 3 or week 4 and then divvy it up, I probably would be in first place. That's when I took it serious. But, hey, I ain't going to shortchange him. B-Double's doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
Hey, scoreboard. All I gotta say, look at the scoreboard.
Look at the scoreboard. Right. I let my picks do the talking. All right. So I got the Steelers, and they were favored by 3, and I would say that the Steelers are going to cover the 3. I think they're going to beat them by 4 or 5. My score, 24-20. And the over-under, I think, was 51 points. Folks, if you're gambling at home, take the under. That's the Mr. National Podcast scoop of the day. The scoop. There you go, a little drum roll music in there.
That was one. I picked the Steelers tonight. But
okay.
I love Cam Newton, man. Now that the Cowboys have basically their season is over, I think I'm on the Cam Newton train.
Is that what you're going to ride?
Look, the Saints just picked up Dez. They're rolling, right? They're looking good. They're a great team.
Yes.
I want to see them go down in flames. I want to see Cam Newton flying.
Hey, P-Double, do you remember who was your Super Bowl pick at the beginning of the season on our show?
I think it might have been Carolina.
You did? Okay, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think I picked
Atlanta.
I did.
Nobody
I picked Atlanta,
picked
and I picked the Chargers.
Right.
I really wanted to say the team out of the South. I might even say that. I got to go back on one of our older shows. I think this is show 18. I think this might be show 18.
Can we buy
cigarettes at 18?
Now you might be able to buy weed. After the election.
18. There you go. Right. There you go. Here's something for you, P-Double. I was thinking about probably driving home from work or something. First thing you do when you get in the house from work, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like all the listeners out there, and what do you do? What's the first thing you do when you get in the house after work? P-Double, you got like a routine or something?
I mean, I put my bag down, and I bring my daughter in the house, and usually argue with her about candy or a treat or something. I try to get her squared away. She's 7, so
okay.
You know what I mean. So, and then it's usually
she's a frequent. Yes. On the Mr. National podcast.
Listen, we're all a frequent guest in her world.
Right.
She's running the place.
She's running, right.
I don't know. What about you? What is your routine?
Well, the first thing I take off the you know, lately is like Philly, we've been getting a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Take off the wet construction boots. You know what I mean?
Right.
Untie. That's probably the first thing I do. And then, you know, take the boot. And I got to go to the bathroom. Always got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
That's the first thing I do. And then after that, I guess, now this is the next thing is usually take a shower. Or now I'm getting a little older now. Mr. National will, if I'm not too dirty, if I didn't get too, like, sweaty and dirty at work, there's a really good chance I'll be taking a nap.
Yeah.
That right after work. I'll take them boots off, go to the bathroom, and depending if I sit down, lay down on the couch or something or anywhere, boom, I can be out.
Naps are wonderful.
Never realize how beautiful a nap is. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's good. I mean, I don't know if it's up there with some of the other things, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. My son was like 6 months old. Here he is. He's trying to call me.
Oh, shucks. We get in call.
That's weird. I just mentioned his name. And
unbelievable.
When he was like 9 months old.
Play the number.
Right. When he was 9 months old, we went over to his grandparents' house, and they watched him on, like, a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I took a nap, like, in the middle of the day. And I thought, you know, I'll never forget that nap, because I hadn't napped in, like, 9 months, because it's a baby, you know? You take, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I remember that nap. It was like, because I didn't, you know, have any responsibility. They took care of him, and I just kind of laid down and was like, man, that was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Feels so good.
Sometimes my naps, like, I'm going to say, you know, our time, Eastern Standard Time, it'll be like maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock that I start the nap. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, depending on how traffic or where I'm working at or over. Maybe about, I guess, anywhere between 4:30, 5:30 is when the nap would start, maybe 6. Sometimes that nap, I never get up. Sometimes I just sleep right on through. You know, I mean, I might That's get awesome. Up to go to the bathroom, but I'll go right back to sleep. And I won't get up till the next day for work. And that's when I'll take my shower or whatever. I was like, man, that's just when your body just had to shut down. You right. know what I mean?
Right. And
younger days, that never happened. I mean, the second I got in from work, I've been doing construction forever. I mean, I never really had another other job other than construction. Right. You know what right. I mean? Damn physical manual labor. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
What is it? Blue collar worker, you know?
Yeah.
But when I was younger, P-Double, I'd get in. Sometimes if the guys or my brothers were out in the street or playing and stuff, I might even just play some ball with them, you know, on the court. Yeah. But I would get home, take a shower, and I was right back out in the streets. I mean, all night long. They can stay up to like 2 in the morning. I can't do stuff like that. Only time I do it if I'm at one of the
EF events.
EF events. Maybe.
Because I remember in Dallas. I'm like, yes. I'm like, where's Mr. National? I came all the way to Dallas to see Mr. National. And it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
You stayed up to on the town. Or something, you know. P-Double don't play that.
Right, P-Double don't play that. Man.
I couldn't hang with Mr. National out on the town.
You got,
was it Cello? And?
Oh, yeah, Cello and Brandon. And who else went with us? Darrell, maybe? I think it was Darrell. I think it might have been Darrell. Might have been.
Big timers.
Talking about Darrell, I saw he posted up his wedding anniversary is today.
That's nice.
That's beautiful. Darrell, I want to say congratulations. I was at his wedding. He invited me.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mr. National. Yeah, wow. Mr. National drove 2.5 hours to...
I want
to
say the first EF tournament I went to, Darrell was there with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was him and Selby were there and their wives were there. And I was like, man.
I love Selby. Selby can hang too. Selby, I love Selby. We went to, we were in Vegas together. Just happened
Mr.
to be
National
out.
In Vegas.
Oh, man, that's it. I ain't saying no more about that.
End of the story.
End of the story. Beginning of the story, end of the story. But I do want to say, Selby, we went to the big three, that Ice Cube 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Yeah, we went out there together. So, Selby, cool dude. But, yeah, congratulations to Darrell. What else we got, Peter? What you got for me? We got
Listen, so big news in where the town I'm in was RBRM came through, and I didn't go. You know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, right? New Edition.
Oh, yeah.
They came through, right? So I'm at work, and I was like, you know, I wanted to go see Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. We're at lunch. Yeah, so this one guy says, it's funny that you mentioned that. And I'm like, did you go? He goes, no, I didn't, but did you know that Ron DeVoe has a real estate company? And I'm like, yeah, actually, I did know that, because I'm a big, huge fan of New Edition. Even though... Who won the challenge? Boyz II Men
beat New Edition.
Right. But yes. New Edition, those are my dudes.
Those yeah.
So I know all about New Edition. And so anyway, Ron DeVoe has a real estate company. And this guy's like, no, I didn't go see him in concert, but I went Ron DeVoe had an event. And he asked my wife to come speak at the event.
Wow.
Because his wife's she does loans.
Okay.
And so here he's got pictures of him and Ron DeVoe, like, hanging out.
Nice.
So I was like, that's pretty cool, man. Dang. I was gonna do, like, pay the big bucks for the meet and greet. He's right. Like, yeah, I got the meet and greet. I didn't pay anything.
Well, he only got Ronnie, though. He didn't get the rest of the group.
Right.
You would have got everybody.
Yeah. So they came through. I'm gonna get them next time because it's gonna be the whole crew. Johnny Gill, Ralph will be there.
Wow.
They're gonna do another tour.
Talking about Vegas. When I was in Vegas, when I was talking about Selby.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Vegas, I went to see the Boyz II Men concert there at the Marat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got the little, we did the meet and greet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, took the pictures and all that stuff.
Right.
We did the after party with the, with their manager and a couple of my buddies. We all hung out with them.
That's
great,
cool.
Great. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
End of that story.
Beginning story, end of story. What else we got, Pete? I'm rolling along on the Mr. National
you mentioned the haircut. Before we got on the air, you mentioned the haircut thing. And
that's right, folks. I wanted to say, I mean, his hair is like impeccable. It's like, if you guys remember Mikhail's Navy. Like, it's almost like a Sergeant Carter. It's like a crew cut, kind of like tight. So what's the story with that, Pete?
Well, it's not really my haircut. Listen, when I was in high school, well, I grew up. Oh, I found out something interesting this weekend, or this past week. I spent the week with my sisters who are older than I am. And apparently when I was a baby, Roger Staubach came to speak at my church. Did I tell you that? I already told you that.
Might have.
Yeah, I already went over that. So anyway, I'm a huge Roger Staubach fan. All my life, the only thing I ever wanted to do was play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
And I've been holding out all these years, but now I'm too old. They're never going to give me the call. So I retired.
You retired, right.
But when I was in high school, my arm wasn't real strong, and I just didn't feel confident playing quarterback, so I didn't even try. I just played running back and defensive back. But when I got to college, they had, where I went to school, like this campus-wide touch football league.
Uh-huh.
And I played quarterback, all right? And just, you know, a bunch of college kids on this team, but there's one kid on our team who had like a full beard like yours.
He had a Mr. National beard, huh?
Yeah, but he was in college. It wasn't luxurious and filled out like yours.
See that, folks? Folks that came, podcast, it's out there.
Yeah, I think your beard even might have a sound to it. Put it up to the microphone.
Right. What do they call it? Beard gang. You know what I mean? Hashtag beard gang.
So, anyway, this is like... touch football, you have a split second to get rid of the ball, right? So I was a quarterback. But I could find this kid anywhere on the field because he had this beard. You know what I mean? I could see him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like the first three games of the season, I threw like six touchdown passes to this kid. Because by the time I got to college, man, I could throw. Oh, those were the days. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'd rifle these passes to this kid because I'd see him running down the field with that beard, right? And so for a lark, for our fourth game, the kid shaved off half of his beard.
What?
Yeah.
Like shaved it like half down his face? Like
yeah.
Half,
and
it, like
yeah,
two
so
face.
Right, exactly. So the joke was if he started off on the line with the right side of his face, the defender was guarding him halfway through the play, he would turn this way, and then the defender would get mixed up, right? Stupid, you know, we're in college. Anyway, for the second half of the season, I didn't throw any touchdown passes to that kid.
I mean,
I couldn't
see
him because he shaved that game, he shaved the rest of his beard off. I couldn't spot him on the field.
Oh, man.
So.
Now you said you didn't throw no touchdowns to him. Did you throw touchdowns to other people Or your whole stats just went down.
No, we were awesome. I was good.
Oh, okay.
I was just finding other people.
You're like Mahomes. You're like Patrick Mahomes.
Man. It was. Yeah. Oh. Those are the days.
What college, P-Double?
MSU, Michigan State University.
Wow.
The Spartans.
Man, you a Spartan. That's a big-time school.
Sometimes.
That's the school Magic Johnson went to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in
Michigan.
Lansing. Yep. That's it. East Lansing.
Right.
Yeah, East Lansing.
Magic went to Lansing Everett.
That's right. Yep. Wow. College, I tell you. I didn't even think of going to college. I was growing up. It was just like, just get out of high school. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's not for everybody, but.
I should have went for it, you know? Who would have? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, life has its turns. And
exactly. You just going down that path. It was a movie, I think, with Nicolas Cage. I forget the name of it. But it was like he woke up. It was a part of the movie where he got on his train. He either got on the train with his girlfriend and he went another way, or he let her go and he stayed back to do something, and he became like this real rich, successful, like, bachelor guy, though.
Right.
Can't remember the name of the movie, but.
It didn't sound familiar at all to me.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage was in it, though. It was funny. It was like that was his part. And what happened is he wakes up. He's the bachelor guy with the downtown apartment, luxury apartment with some model chick getting up out of his bed. And she's leaving. Yeah, you know what I mean? And he wakes up one day and he's the other guy. That guy woke up in the life of his other self. Right. He woke up, you know, he was married to the girl, he had kids. He was like in a bowling league. It was funny. He didn't know how to bowl.
Yeah, see, that's P-Double and Mr. National right there. Different alternate lives. P-Double doesn't go to Vegas or stay out on the town in Dallas.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know what's going on out there, right. You know. But right. I'm living this other life, see.
You live this but I wonder, though, if Wherever this mark is in my life, it could have been different, you know?
Yeah, there's all kinds of moments, you know, in life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday, life is made out of those inches, those moments. Inches.
Oh,
and
man,
we
that
fight
was a great
for every
scene.
Minute.
Yeah,
and on this team, we fight for those inches. We die for those inches. We scratch and claw for those inches.
I love that movie. Oh. Every time that movie's on, I mean, I watch it. Unless Top Gun is on. That trumps it. All right? You know what I mean? But Any Given Sunday is an excellent movie, and I like that part. We fight for them inches.
Those inches are all around us.
All around us, right?
That's what life is made up of, those moments, you know. And any one of them could be that key moment. That
I don't know. I mean, I got to figure it out. After the show, maybe I'll sit back and think about it. Where's my moment? I might have went off to college. I could have been working in an office or something. Well, he did not.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all around us, you know. Those moments. Yeah. I mean, a split second could change everything.
Or somebody you broke up with a girl, you end up marrying them or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm good where I'm at, though. I'm at the National. I mean, that's
right. The fog.
I'm the fall.
Where else do you want to be?
I'm in the MFCA Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I mean, you know?
Yeah.
How can I be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Right.
In the game that we play is not even in the Hall of Fame.
It's still not? You know, it didn't make it in yet?
It didn't make the cut, Pete.
It didn't make the cut?
It did not make the cut. Uno, this is a travesty. Uno got in and Uno something in else. There.
Man.
Uno ain't even a toy. Man, it's like
a card game.
A card game. Should be in the card game Hall of Fame. Not toys.
Huh.
EF did not make it.
That's a crying shame.
EF coaches around the globe are just devastated by this news.
And the thing is, even the people that don't play, I've talked to so many people that don't play, they're not interested in playing, but they know of it. They know of it, and they say, oh, that's cool, you know?
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, at work, they always say, you know what I mean? Where's Corey at or something? He's not in this. He's went away and won his electric football. That got crazy. Yeah. And the first thing they say, is it money? You win money? Like, nope.
No, you spend money.
You know what I mean?
I spend
money. You know what I mean? No, it ain't about the money.
Nope.
Now, I remember the TOC or whatever, not before it was the TOC, but it was the MFCA championship. And I won the first ring or whatever, the first championship of it.
Right.
Was on the cover of Tweak and everything. I was feeling myself. I felt like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Norbert or like Adrian Baxter or somebody. So I remember Wolf was ordering the ring.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I think the ring was $400 or $500, close to $500 or whatever. And it was pretty expensive, I think. You know, 'cause you gotta get the mold and everything.
Right.
And it had National on it. I don't even know where it's at. I got to look around the office, you know what I mean? The studio. I don't bring it to the studio, folks. But before he ordered the ring, he was like, he called me. Yeah, I think he called me. So it was a long time ago. It was like 2010, I think. It was a while ago.
Wow.
Okay, that long ago, yeah. He was like, well, I got to order this ring. He was like, it's like almost about $500 or something. He's like, You just rather have the money? I could just send you, you know, PayPal you the money.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I was like, I want
the
ring. Yeah, I meant the money. I was like, I work for money, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, that's awesome. That's a great story. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I don't want that money. I want that
I
ring.
I earned that ring.
I can't take
it away.
Can't take that ring away. That money could be gone. I don't even know what happened
you
to it.
Spend
that
the
ring.
Money.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
ring
the money
is priceless.
The ring is priceless, okay? Priceless.
It's the kind of thing that, you know, like Vladimir Putin would once put in his pocket and not give it back.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was red. It was nice. I got to find when I find it, Pete, I'll show it to you. But since then, the TOC rings have gotten way bigger and a lot
really?
Better.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, wow. Oh, yeah. They rival the size of an NFL Super Bowl ring.
Right,
I mean, they don't have real diamonds in them, obviously, but they are a nice, chunky, heavy ring. So
that's cool.
Cool. Talking about the TOC, before I get into that, the TOC Electric Football, P-Double, did we find our good deed?
Oh, yeah. There's Megan Gertis in Ashland, North Carolina.
Okay.
Not only did she... Good deed of the week. Right here. It's coming up.
Right here.
Ladies and gentlemen. The good deed of the week. Week.
On the Mr. National Podcast with P-Double.
We want to send a big, giant Mr. National Podcast shout-out to Megan Gertis of Ashland, North Carolina. So, not only did she save a cat.
Oh, man, that's my favorite. That's Mr. National's favorite cat.
She saved one of them's life from drowning from the recent flood there. But she also built a little library. It's almost like a birdhouse, but it's a library, and she filled it with books. And so the city council in her town recognized her for that. And that's, and she's like 13 years old or something.
What?
Like that. Yeah. But now built a library, so it's like on a, it's almost like a mailbox, but you fill it with books and people right. can come just take out books, put books in. Have you seen
okay.
these?
Okay.
No. My neighborhood's got one. It's pretty cool. But she built like a special one, made it, you know, look real like a little library.
Right.
She
right.
just holds books. But just something that she did.
And 13 years old.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's the kind of thing that you know, you don't hear about.
No, and that's why we're making a note of it on every Mr. National podcast to find these good deeds. And we got to give P-Double a great round of applause for finding some great,
but
great
stories.
But you
know what? They're like easy to find if you look for them. And that's what I was talking about earlier with this election stuff, you know, being so divisive and we're not happy. Go around. It's just a matter of what you want to surround yourself with, you know? Like
that's
I surround myself with Mr. National. You know, one of the things that right away, I mean, there's so many things about intellectual football that people get competitive and they can be negative and they can be, you know, almost childish about.
Right.
But I noticed that about you guys on the Stack with Nat show. You always kept it going. You always kept it moving and stayed positive. And that attracts people. You know what I mean? People
yeah,
like
I mean,
to be around
it,
that. And it's, and it's good for the world. You know, so they're easy to find, these stories, and they're cool.
Well, that's a great one. I mean, 13 years old. I mean,
simple one like that is, but
I mean, that's great. I mean, I thought it was a adult or something. I was shocked when you said 13. Well, where did it go?
Megan,
in North Carolina. Talking about North Carolina, how about Durham, North Carolina? Mr. National's Duke Blue Devils, they blew the doors off of Kentucky. Okay? They got all those freshmen.
Yeah, that's one and done's.
Yeah, that's, hey, Coach K, I guess he had to say, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't like it, but to compete, you got to get them.
What do you think about this? Look, I'll use Alabama Crimson Tide as an example.
Okay.
That football program.
That's a factory.
And they bring in so much money. How much money do you think you got to pay to get a good seat in Alabama to go see the Tide in their stadium? I mean, they pack that stadium every week.
90,000, you think?
Yeah. And they pay good money. That game, those athletes, people pay big money to see them. And they don't get paid
right.
at all. Nick Saban, what's his salary? $8 million a year?
Yeah, easy, if
right.
not more.
And easy, $8 million. Okay, and his coaching staff and some administrators.
Get all that
money, and then the NCAA gets the money and the school. Okay, and those athletes don't get anything.
Right.
But yet they are the ones that generate that money, and you're going to tell me their college degree? It doesn't even factor in the amount of money that they should, you know, they can go. You can
right.
You either make the NFL or you don't. If you don't, go back to school, you know.
Well, yeah, or you stay in. I mean, if you come out early, like some most of them guys from Alabama do, they get drafted, they're going to get some money.
Play in the NFL, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to Duke to play basketball, nobody's going to. You're telling me they're going to stay in basketball and go to college? Instead of getting a rookie contract in the NBA. One rookie contract in the NBA.
That's a lifetime.
Sorry, it doesn't count. A college degree doesn't count. It's not even a factor. You know what I mean?
Right. So
you can always go back and go to college.
Are you saying the kids should be paid? Or are you just saying...
Man, right now, NCAA is a racket. It's
right.
Major league sports, but it's minor league sports factory.
They're getting paid though. They're getting paid under the table.
They're getting paid under the table. Well, that's stupid.
Well, they get because the schools that they go to, they are being compensated. I mean, I don't know.
Why not just make it?
I don't know if Coach K does it. I mean, right. He could. I mean, not literally Coach K is writing a check, but the boosters and all that stuff.
Coach K is not doing anything wrong because he's got the system down. Right. Those guys go there. They don't go there just because they want to play for Coach K. They're getting all the perks that they would get at Kentucky and Louisville.
Oh yeah, those big name high school athletes to go to those certain schools, they're getting compensated. Their parents are getting compensated.
Yeah.
I know a few players from Philly that moved out and went to other schools,
right.
And all of a sudden their parent, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're struggling here, but all of a sudden their mom or their dad or their parents, they got a house out in the suburbs or wherever the school is at. Like,
Like Eric Dickerson said, that was my grandma's car.
Exactly, right.
My grandma's was a Corvette or something, Trans Am.
Exactly.
They're
getting paid. I don't know if they should be paid. I don't know if that's in the right message. I don't know. They getting a free education now. I don't know.
There's a lot of college athletes that are going to college, getting an education,
right,
and playing sports. That's most of them. Okay, and that's great. Don't get me wrong. Those guys, that's what that's about, college athletes. But these big-time sports,
right?
Alabama, Duke, Kansas,
yeah,
you know, basketball.
The college is secondary. Those guys ain't even
right. It's not even about college. And
I think that guy, Ben Simmons for the Sixers, he did LSU. He went for 1 year.
Right.
He did I think they followed him around. It was like some kind of documentary. Mm-hmm. And he basically was like, college was a joke, you know what I mean? I don't even know why I had to go. And he basically just went enough that he could play. And once his season was over, he just stopped going to class and just was done with school altogether.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Why bother?
Yeah, he was like, and that's basically what he said. He's like, it's a joke. Why, you know, everybody know why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here because I had to go 1 year of college. And now, you know, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how you make it right, but it isn't right that these kids, the people are making so much money off of them, and if they get hurt, they go down. They get nothing. You know,
they get
the $20,000 car. You know, or
right? They probably got the $50,000 or whatever that they put in their parents' check for them to go to the school or something like that. They got some money.
Yeah,
and they can't sign with an agent, but I'm pretty sure they have people, you know, looking.
Even if they get $100,000 to go to wherever, and they get
Kentucky,
John
Calipari. He's notorious for ruining teams and camp colleges, you know, with all his money and stuff. Like he was at UMass. Where was Calipari at before? He's at Kentucky now. He was somewhere else, but he always, Seton Hall.
Yeah. Wasn't he at UConn?
Nah, he was never, John Calipari was never at UConn. He's at Kentucky now, right? So he was at UMass, and I know he was at Memphis. That's where he was at.
Because
he recruited Derrick Rose.
Yep.
The number one high schooler. And then after that 1 year that they went to the finals, they lost. All the sanctions came down, and he left. He went to another school.
Right.
So
to me, he's kind of sleazy, right?
But he's a sleazy.
You know, like Urban Meyer, you know, that kind of, you know, you look at it, and you're just like, eh, right? But it's also kind of like, you know, man, you know what's going on.
You do.
You get a wink and a nod. Yeah, I'm following the NCAA rules, you know, but so.
I mean, they get, those guys get perks. I'm telling you. The lacrosse teams and the other little.
Right.
They got the scholarship. They go to school. What's Duke's tuition? I don't know. $30,000, $40,000? I don't know. Got to be something outrageous.
Yeah.
That's something that their parents ain't got to worry about because they got a scholarship. So that helps. like I say, those big name recruits, they getting taken care of. I don't know if paying them would be the answer. Now, if you wanted to take out all that behind the closed door money that goes on, if they knew they were getting paid up front, you might not see as much of that going on because they were going to be paid anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way, but then you do that, why are you, I mean, there you go, dividing people. Why should this high school basketball guy get paid when the guy that plays on the swim team that got a scholarship?
Because the swim team doesn't make millions. Millions. I mean, you know, look, in the rest of the world, they don't do it that way. They got pro leagues. When you, right. You can play pro when you're 15. You know?
Oh, no. That's the world. That's the world. You're treating people differently. Now, because I got a scholarship to the band or the dance team or whatever, I get treated differently because this guy got a basketball scholarship. I mean,
nobody wants to come see the band, man.
Right. is that what we want to put out there for, you know what I mean?
Well, I just think they're professionals, really. These college, big time college athletes are professionals, but they're not getting treated like professionals.
But they are.
It's illegal and it's shady.
That all the girls are on them. They get all the, yeah. You know what I mean? They get stuff. They're the big jocks. Everybody's girlfriend. The guy that's on the band team that got the hot girlfriend that he went there with high school from, when they get to college, like, oh my God, look at him. Look,
when I was in college.
Who's this girl?
When I was in college, I met this really, really good looking girl. And we were at the bar, her and I. And this basketball player came in. She was gone. She left with him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know,
jeez.
Okay. What am I gonna do, you know?
Right.
It was the next year, same dude, same different girl, same thing happened to me.
Oh, to you?
Yep. Same girl, same basketball player.
Oh, happened 2 years in a row?
Same dude. Yep.
But a different girl.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Mark Montgomery. He's a point guard.
I don't remember him. Mr. State. Yeah. Jeez. He's a ladies' man.
Yeah. I guess. I'm like, no hard feelings, man. What am I supposed to do, you know?
Right. Yeah, he's the big jock. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm out of my league.
They get taken care of. Don't know. I don't know if they need to be paid. They get enough perks. I mean, they get enough perks. If you want to get paid, do like some of them guys do. They go overseas. Well, especially with the basketball. I don't know what the football guys could do. But you see some high schoolers, once they graduate, they'll go play a year overseas or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of going to college.
Australia.
Yeah, anywhere. And then they'll come back for the draft after that. So,
right.
Them guys get their due, man. I don't know. I don't know. Now we're going to turn another thing. That was some great story. I can't believe he lost two chicks to the same dude.
They were hot. I didn't have a chance in the first place.
Anyway, right. Well, now, here's my question. After that basketball player or whatever he was, you don't really see it. He was just a sports. I think he did say he was the basketball player. After he got done with him, I wonder, did they come running back to you or like, hey, Paul, how you doing?
Yeah, one of them lived in my dorm, and we were friends after that, but. You know, what am I going to say?
Right. Man, I'd be like, get out of here.
I wasn't going to be like, hey, you know, right. You done with that dude? You want to come back?
Yeah, right.
Like, daddy over here? No. I'm not a basketball player, but I'm not a chump either.
Yeah, right. Like, guy. That guy just sending them out. He's just banging and hanging and banging. You know what I mean? Sending them home with a wet ass. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I guess you got to. I just figure I got to stay in my lane. You know?
Right. You know what I mean? When chick, you got to go
too
with,
fast for me. So.
That's it. Obviously, she just gonna eat somewhere. Oh my goodness, I can't imagine. And nothing like that never happened. I can't. Nah, I can't remember. Well, I never went to college, but I can't. I'm trying to think if I was out. Nah, I don't think nobody ever girl just came.
That's why my wife doesn't come to any EF events. I don't want to leave with Mr. National.
No, that's. And that was one thing growing up. You didn't bring a chick around the guys or anywhere till you had closed the deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
You had to already bang them already before you start bringing them around.
Right.
Because if you didn't and you brought around,
yeah,
there is a good
game.
Chance that she's fair game and she feels like she go.
That's bro know, code.
That's it. Hey. That you would think. It don't happen. You know what I mean? You bring this chick and she's like, well, that, who that? They won't probably come out and say it right away. I mean, obviously. But you'll see them talking and smiling, always laughing at somebody's joke. Like, what's up with you? You like him or something? Yeah. No, why'd you say that? I'm just, he's funny. Like, what do you mean funny? Funny how?
Yep.
You know what I mean? What am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a clown? I thought I was funny. So, I mean, you don't bring them around till you then, you know, you
right,
did the
right.
do,
yeah,
and then
like Eddie Murphy said, till you made them go, woo!
Exactly, like Smokestack say, till you curled them toes back. You know what I mean? you gotta do the do, and then you can take around. So then, if they do want to leave or go to somebody else, you didn't already did your thing anyway. I'm done with you anyway.
You already soiled it.
You're still right. So I'm passing you off anyway.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's around the way. It was like, man, like, let me get that rebound. The guys are like, man, you done with her? Like, throw me the oop. That's what they say. Throw me the oop. Throw her off the backboard. I'll give me the assist. You know what I mean? So that's what happens. You know what I mean? Those guys are horrible. You know what I mean?
They were gross.
They are. guys' whole thing is like they get with one girl, they want to run through her whole group, her little.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
All her friends, you know, because they run back and they were like, oh my God, Corey was so, you know, P Double was this and that, and they were like, what?
Yeah, and then the girls went.
Then they
want to steal him from. They want to steal the guy from
exactly,
their friend.
Exactly. They hearing all this stuff. Oh, yeah, he took me to this place. Like, oh, for real? And then they want to know. And then they somehow they'll sneak in and slide you their number or something like. You know.
They're kind
and then outrageous. The guy's like, you know, the guy's like, I don't care. Let's go. We'll go. You know. And then you tell another one, and you just want to run through their whole little clique. And that's what guys do. You know what I mean? Guys are horrible. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That with the whole thing, women and guys and dating and stuff. It's girls got a hard job. You know, trying to decipher who they going to get the cookies to. You know what I mean?
Well, I got a theory about that. I mean, I think that when they're younger, the girls they do the same thing, but then they get to a point where they want to stop, and they know when they want to stop. You know what I mean? And they find a good guy. But before they find that guy, that good guy, they're going through all these dogs. You know what I mean? They know their dogs, and they're like, why is he? You know, why I can't find a relationship with a good guy? That's because you're going with these guys that you think you're gonna, you know, they're gonna.
Change over or something. But here's the thing. The point is, you dating. You got a girl and a guy. They're going out. You know what the guy wants, okay?
Right.
You know what the guy wants. The girl.
He's got one button.
Like, what does she want? You know what I mean?
Right.
What's her
aim? You can't tell.
You can't tell. So as a guy, you date, and then you're like, well, what does she want? Does she think I got money? You know, what is her angle?
Right.
And women are devious. They're scared.
They know. They're thinking of, like, ahead of the game. You know what I mean?
They are. They're thinking a couple jumps ahead. But you got to try to figure out what is their angle. Like, they could be mad at your, like, one of their friends. You know, girls would do that, too. Here's another thing. They'll to get even or something like that. Say they got a boyfriend. They find out their boyfriend cheated around. They're going to go sleep around with something. To me, I never understood that because they never tell the guy that they slept around. You know what I mean?
No,
they just do it.
Yeah.
Like, so how are you getting even? You never knew anyway. Like,
right. You don't know until she lets you know when she wants to let you know.
Yeah, when it's over and done.
Yep.
That's why I slept with your best friend.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
they get you. They get you, man.
Yep. Yeah. You'd be like, I told him anyway that he could. Oh, my God. Well, turn to that.
Yeah.
Listen. Oh my God! Yeah
those stories are done for P Double.
They did.
My wife and I were talking about that the other day.
No way.
Well, she's like, you know, because I'm going to Amsterdam, and she's like, you know, so and so is going to be a bad influence, and I'm like, they can be a bad influence if they want, but nobody's influencing me because those days are over for me. They were over when I met you.
Oh man, you laying on thick. Violins playing and everything. Jeez.
But I mean, you know, I had my day. But.
Right. Hey, it's tough out there, Peter. Be glad you're done with it.
I am.
Done.
But I like to hear about it. You know, I like to hear about Mr. National.
The escapades. Well, we're gonna turn some EF.
Yeah, about we got to get through EF.
2 weeks away, the Buckeye Brawl coming up.
Right. It's not this weekend, but it's next. Right?
Yeah, I think it's the next. Yeah, about 2 weeks. Are you going?
I'm
right?
not going. No, I can't go.
Oh, that's right. You can't make it. That's right. Yeah, I don't think not, I'm a.
But you know what?
John Martin.
Yeah, John Martin in Canton, Ohio, right?
Yep.
Listen, I think it's going to be huge. From what I'm getting, the word on the street. Is this going to be a lot of coaches there?
Well, I hear the Maryland is trying to do their Maryland, whatever they call it. Then they got the Texas guys, their Texas takeover.
Right.
And the Maryland, I forget what they did, the Maryland
you know
March.
The whole, you know a bunch of Norbert's going and a bunch of Detroit crews going.
Are they?
Norbert's, coming out of retirement.
Wow. Well, you're not going. But if you could go... Who would you? What three coaches would you want in your pool play to play like that you may have never played before?
Oh, really?
Who would you want to play?
Shoot.
Three names.
Shoot, I did. Well, I already got my. The Hulk is not on the list because I already played.
You played him. Right.
You know. What beat the brakes off me? Is what he's
oh yeah, you wouldn't want to say play him because he is going to give it to you.
I'd like to play Brian Phillips. He's one of my favorites. Brian.
Okay, you want to play Brian Phillips? Writing that down. Brian Phillips is one.
I'm not putting Adrian Baxter on the list because I was fortunate enough to the very first event that I went to, him and I connected because we both liked Dallas.
And oh, that's right.
I got the scrimmage against them. And he told me about the rules and everything. He's a super guy. That guy's awesome. So I kind of play. I just scrimmaged with
him. Right. You wouldn't need him to play him in the team.
Right. So my other favorite is Rafiq.
Rafiq. Okay, you're allowed to play Rafiq.
So
I've
got Phillips and Rafiq. And let me think of on this one. Hold on now. It has to be somebody... Shoot, I'm drawing a blank. Probably Brandon Woodard.
Brandon Woodard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been winning a lot of them.
Yeah.
But that's a good list.
You know, wouldn't that be funny if that was my group, right? You know, Rafiq Phillips and Brandon and Paul Pate. We're going to lopsided. I mean, that would be a group of death right there. But
and they would be thrilled to be in the bracket with P-Double. You know, you're famous now. You are the producer of the Mr. National podcast. That comes with clout, okay? They'd be like, oh, my God.
You know who I'd like to play, too, is Nichols, David Nichols.
Yeah.
He's the one that says, 34, 27, hut, hut, hut.
Yeah.
He's great. That's him, right?
That's him. That's him. That's, you got it.
That's awesome.
I would want to play. Let me think. I got to give me a list. I would throw Rafiq on there.
Uh-huh.
I would throw Rafiq.
You played Rafiq.
No, I never played Rafiq before.
Wow.
I never really played many people in the TOC because I don't play it that much. Mm-hmm. I would say Rafiq, and then it was a Texas coach. Don Hudson.
Oh, I played Don Hudson.
Yeah, I never played Don. I never played Don. So I want to play Don. I want to play Rafiq, and let's see who else. I don't know who the third guy would be.
Have you ever played Frank Jacobs?
Not in the TOC. We played in the Mid Ohio before.
Oh, okay.
I played Frank. We scrimmaged a few times. So I wouldn't say Frank because that's my boy. I would play. I probably might be David Nichols. Might have to be David. That's who it might be. You know what I mean? I played a few guys. I played Lomax before, Jemani.
Yeah.
Played the Hulk before, so. Brandon would be good too. Brandon would be good, but I already had a Texas guy in there. So.
Yeah, Don was. Yeah, he was really good. Man, oh man.
Man, you know, I would probably pick Adrian. I'd probably put Adrian. That's who I would pick. Long as I've known Adrian, I don't think we ever even played. We played in the BFL.
Oh really?
In the Maryland League.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would definitely Rafiq. Definitely Rafiq and definitely Don Hutz from Texas. And the third guy would just be, you know, it could be anybody. But those two guys that I hadn't played yet, and I wouldn't mind playing them.
I think the EF is really ramping up, though. I think, like, the Gridiron Buzz has been a great thing. That makes it accessible to people that look at it and they say, you know, can I really play this game? You know.
Yes.
And
Richard, his thing that he does,
arcade games, yeah.
Yeah, yep. He shows it. I mean,
yeah, he's great. Yep, he goes around. You can just tell he loves it. You know, he loves being there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's the national of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was talking to, I want to give a shout out to Don Smith. He won his league championship. Yeah. With the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
I think I might have. I might have did that last week.
Yeah, we did that on the last one. Right. That's okay. Smith. You can give us another shout out.
Yeah, I'll give him another shout out. I was just talking to him. That's what made me think of Don. He called me. We called. We talked to each other. And I lost what I was about to say. You believe that? I'm drawing a blank.
Huh.
I forget where I was going with my story.
I was telling you that I think the EF has really taken off. Gridiron Buzz makes it accessible.
Oh, right. The promotion. That's it. Promotion. Yeah. And that's what it is. That's.
You know who does it? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The national. That was the national effect. You know what I mean? the promotion.
Yeah. You know, Jimbo does a great job in Chicago, too. Jimbo Dunnigan.
Yes.
Of just, you know, being positive and promoting the game. Him and those guys there, you know, like Frank Johnson and AJ.
AJ's awesome with his son Eric. Yeah. So, he streams a lot of his games live and everything. So,
right. So I think it's taken off. I think the game is really taken off. Like, I think Ohio is going to be bigger than a lot of people think. There's going to be a lot more coaches there.
They seem like they opened
coaches.
It up. They opened up the doors. I mean, and Jim is playing with them, and Coach 55.
Yep.
They got a lot of traveling coaches.
Right.
So there's a bunch of great guys. Jeff Priest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Came off the top of my head, know everybody, but the main guys that's been there running it are pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John Priscilla.
Yeah, John Priscilla, Monty, and
Monty.
Yeah.
Monty's son is pretty good at football, I hear, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Seen some video of him.
Yeah, Davy, he don't look like he would be good at football.
I think he fell out a little bit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, look at Monty. He's not going to be no little skinny little waif, you know.
He said,
maybe it started out that way.
No way Monty was like that. I got to see pictures. I want to see film on that. No way Monty was all Langley like. That kid is wiry.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's probably filled out.
Wow.
I heard
he was pretty good, though.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be a big tournament. I'm looking forward to seeing how many turn out. And I hope maybe somebody new wins it, you know.
That would be cool. I mean, I don't think I'm going to make it. I was talking to John. I said I might see if Smokestack, maybe somebody want to drive out. Maybe Friday night or maybe early Saturday, spend the day or something.
Right,
I mean, it's like a 5.5 hour drive, so.
And then the next one after that, I think, might be in California.
Nah, is it January will be the next one? Wow.
I think.
I think you're right.
Because it used to be in Florida.
His first year, yeah. Because we got November. I don't think there's nothing in December. And then January, something like the Fault Line or something like that.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Like I say, the TOC is under a whole new umbrella now. You know what I mean?
Right,
There's no more Vance, the commissioner. No more Vance Warren. You know, he's.
No?
No, he's not the game warden no more. He's out.
Hmm.
Wolf is not really involved with it anymore, so.
Right.
I mean, it's like I said, it's under a new umbrella and some new faces. I think Brandon Woodard is stepping up
right
in plate. You know, he wants to carry the mantle. And it's going to be interesting to see how it does. I mean, I'm hoping for it. Like I said, I still got my little tournament in the back burner. Me and Vance, we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now you got another rule set, dynamic strategy football.
Yeah, throw that in there. You know what I mean?
That might have to be like the Elite Eight.
Bro, I want to throw Kits in there. I want to throw
Topro
was in there. So, yeah, that's still on the back burner. Me and Vance still, and Morgan Scott, still on the back burner. I got to do it big, though, P-Double. I got to have sponsorships and stuff.
Got to have the national effect there.
Yeah, it's got to have the national effect. So, I mean, that pretty much covers it. I mean, I think this is a nice mellow show. It kind of flew by.
Yeah, we're way over.
Wow. Well, we might do some editing. We gotta edit something out. I thought my voice would have cracked by now. Well,
plus I'm done. Missing the game.
Yeah, the and game. We right. All kinds of stuff on it.
Cam, my dude, Cam, could be running up and down the field right now. What's going on?
Well, we gotta see. Well, listen, we want to thank, we gotta thank everybody for joining in. It was an extra long show. We are out of this thing, right, P-Double?
Peace.
Peace. One.